T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I mean, it just—it's really humbling. This is home, and to get that respect, they're just so decent and hospitable and kind. Some of those guys I expected to get swung at by. You know, we've hit some of them, but the fact is, they're patriots above political party. That's what you see in Western New York. That's how we were raised. It's about our country first always, and I'm super proud to be from Buffalo and to be home and to receive that is awesome. Thank you.
As you go around the country, it's, you know, you've had a lot of these, but when you have them here at home, is it different? Is there a different feeling?
I used to come into this building as a private to pull birth certificates for people going in the Army. I didn't know anybody. I was the lowest rank. And every time I walked through City Hall, everyone treated me with respect. Everyone thanked me for my service before 9/11. This is what Buffalo was all about. They treat their veterans very well, and City of Buffalo should be very proud.
On that same note, to have a David Bellavia Day in the City of Buffalo, what does that mean to you?
That's a little obnoxious, I'll be honest with you. You know, going around the country, I'll tell you, the I'm getting sick of me. And, you know, but no, that's a really humble, beautiful thing. I wish they would have told me at 6 o'clock in the morning. I would have enjoyed the day around Buffalo, parking wherever I wanted to. But it's super cool. I wasn't expecting it, and thank you.
Can we talk about your decision not to run for Congress? Obviously, you want to focus on the Army, I know. Can you talk to us about how you came to that decision?
I mean, this is just such a life-changing position to be put into. And, you know, I dedicated 10 years of my life to that district and to running for that seat. It was my passion. It was my ambition. This award just kind of brought me back down to what ambition means in the greater scope of the country and the needs of this country right now. And we got to put aside our own personal desires to do what's best for our community. And I think the best thing I could do for Western New York is to put about 500 young men and women in the United States military, make them better people, and make them better when they come home.
And that implies that it's still an ambition of yours to be a congressperson. Is that accurate?
I mean, I want to be of service and I want to lead. And if I could do that in elected office, that's great. But I know right now I could do it. And I know right now I'm being relied upon and counted on. And I appreciate that accountability, and I'm ready to continue to work.
Where's your next stop on behalf of the military?
You know, we are going to Houston, and then I believe Dallas, and then Florida, and then Los Angeles, and some Orlando, Florida in there too. So we're recruiting everywhere we go.
It sounds fatiguing.
I'm exhausted. Let me tell you, no, I'm really super tired, but I could tell you that it's, there was that, you've always had one job in your life where you went to bed and you were bone weary, but you felt like, I did something today, right? The military gave that to me every single day, and I'm starting to get back into that swing of, you know, I'm doing a lot before 8 a.m. than I've done in a very long time. So it's pretty cool and exciting to be a part of that.
What was it like being acknowledged by Jimmy Fallon?
It was nuts. I mean, that's when it gets out of the, you know, it's one thing when a common council person, you know, that's what they do and everything. You don't expect a comedian or the Tonight Show host to say kind things. So that's where it gets a little bit surreal. And you kind of have to step back and realize that this is actually happening.
Okay, one more question about the 27th. Would you go so far as to endorse anybody in that race?
You know, I'm with my affiliation with the Army, it'd be really irresponsible to do so. So I'm just going to watch it like everyone else. You got a favorite? What do you think?
No comment.
No comment. All right, there you go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.